For years, Bloomington has had free downtown street parking, but this month that changed, and it's taken some getting used to.
We've been the last 2 weeks really on an educational campaign, talking to people about how the meters work, helping them, you know, use their credit card, letting them know that they have some cheaper alternatives by parking in some of our parking garages, and we've been writing warning tickets.
That's Director of Public Works Susie Johnson. She says while the education will never stop, the warning tickets will. Johnson oversees several divisions that presented proposals at the last night of city budget hearings, but with a 2014 budget of $5.2 million, parking enforcement is the largest. The city recently installed more than 1,400 parking meters in downtown Bloomington, and during their first week of operation, the meters were bringing in more than $5,000 per day. Johnson says with students now back in town, that number is likely up. She told the city council Thursday night she expects revenue from the parking meters will be $3.1 million in 2014. However, Johnson says the loan payment for the new meters and security cameras at the parking garages will be $500,000, and other meter-related expenses total an additional $700,000. Per state law, parking meter revenue will be placed in its own non-reverting fund. Both Johnson and Mayor Cruzan say the money will be used to beautify and improve downtown Bloomington, and Councilman Chris Sturbaum says he hopes there will be a time when citizens see parking meters as a way to invest in their city. Parking enforcement will issue real tickets for violations starting Monday. They cost $20. For WFIU News, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.